Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello, you're listening to Shag Married Annoyed with me, Rosie Ramsey, and my and Chris Ramsey.
And my Chris.
And my Chris. You sound like my brother. That's what I say about my brother.
I feel like your brother sometimes. Now, thank you.
Nice.
Hello and welcome to the intro of the show. It's episode 89. Rosie, you're good. You finished? You want to slag us off anymore?
No.
No?
No more.
No, good. Can we just flag up that just before we started, you literally had to sit and go, right, what do we do and run it
every
through your head?
Every week.
There's a part of me as well that I don't know. I don't really know how we started every single time.
It's been a busy week.
But listen, it's been a busy week. We've got a crack on. We've got a lucrative sponsor, as always. Mm-hmm. You know, money doesn't sleep, Rosie. Money doesn't sleep.
Apparently it grows on trees as well.
Does
you
it?
You would think.
Is that the crack?
People think it does.
Really?
Yeah.
Which people?
I'm not going to name them on the podcast because I think they'd be a bit embarrassed.
Right.
But a lot of people, whilst this has all been going on, have said, can the government not just make more money? And I've said, no, they can't.
Didn't whose relative was it? Was it one of mine or one of yours? Didn't they say, can they not just print some more?
Yes, it was one of my relatives.
You know what? The more I think about it, the more I feel like it makes sense.
They probably
I feel
are.
Like just going to the computer where all the money is, stick a couple of zeros on. Ah, very nice. Money. You know what I mean?
They never do that in films anymore. Do you remember all of our childhood films?
Yeah.
There used to be a scene of just printing money.
Yeah.
Do you remember? It would be on the machines. They never do that anymore.
They'd be printing the money, then the money would go into a briefcase. The briefcase would be handcuffed to a man in a suit's arm, and he would be walking onto an 80s plane.
Wow, never happens anymore.
Yeah, and someone would always go, do you want to check that baggage in the load, sir? In the hold, sir? And you'd go, oh no. This stays with me. And you'd be like, that's because it's got the printed money and all the diamonds.
It's got $1,000 inside.
Inflation's changed. Yeah, some of their movies now, they're like, he's got $100,000 handcuffed to his wrist. You're like, really? To his wrist? He's going to have his arm chopped off for that? Inflation,
right, just quickly, because we've never spoke about this before, and I know it's the intro, but right. I always say to you, whenever we watch films, right, and the people who protect certain people are just always ready to die.
Oh, the henchmen.
And I never understand why. And we've never spoke about this, but this is such a huge issue in my life. Whenever I watch it, I'm like, why are you dying for that person?
Yeah.
They're just like, come on, fight to the death.
So let's let people in now, because you've jumped ahead and you haven't really explained what you're angry about.
I'm sorry.
Basically, if me and Rosie are watching a movie and say someone, like say there's like the chief baddie is against the chief goodie, and then the baddie will sometimes like die or like the baddie will be over, and then all of their henchmen just like, they won't stop. They're watching all their mates die and they're like, no, and they're like going for it. And you're right. It's like, fucking hell, their health plan and pension from this employer must be off the charts.
Well, I just always think, just don't do it. You might have a wife and family at home. Turn around. Go home.
Did you ever see it
doesn't
when
care about
Austin Powers 1 did that henchman thing? I saw Austin Powers 1 did a thing like that. Amazing.
Right.
Where the kind of like, it was like, no one thinks about the henchman. And it went back and just did like, it interviewed like the guy's family and everything. It was fucking brilliant. Austin Powers, absolute game changer. But what you're saying is totally right. They keep fighting for it. It's like, they must be on like, performance based? Like, you know, if you like sell more, you get more money.
How many goodies did you knock out? This is ridiculous. Anyway.
Now, without further ado, listen, you think I've forgot the sponsor? I haven't got the sponsor.
Oh, gosh.
This week's lucrative sponsor is...
Yes.
Topical as well, is Graphs on the News.
Oh.
Hey, think you're understanding anything that's going on? Wait for it. Here's a fucking graph to prove you wrong. Graphs, maps by colour chart. There you go, graphs on the news.
Please, can we just have a pie chart?
Next slide, please. next line. It's when they go, as you can see, you go, no, don't start that sentence with as you can see, because no one knows what the actual fuck you're doing. I've got a theory that they come on and hammer us with graphs so much, right? So that then when Boris finally tells us that we can't see we're mates or whatever,
yeah.
we don't even care.
Yeah.
We're like, just tell what we can't do. We don't care as long as the graphs have stopped.
Yeah, please stop the graphs.
Fucking graphs. Oh my God. Graphs on the news. Thought the news was boring? Think again. Just got worse.
Well, people saying it as well don't help, do they?
Graphs on the news.
Which one? Like pie chart, percentages. I understand them.
It's the number of graphs. It's the colours. Oh, graphs ridiculous. On the news. Nature's sadness.
Right, here's the jingle.
Here's the jingle!
We had a fight about the jingle.
Jingle.
We couldn't settle on a jingle.
Jingle.
So this is the jingle.
Jingle.
We hope you like the jingle.
Jingle.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Jingle!
Hello and welcome back to this week's episode of Shagged, Married, Annoyed. We're so happy to have you back.
We are indeed.
Should we start with a song?
I would always say no, but I'm...
because you're a miserable bastard.
It's just not me. We've talked about this before. It's not how I get in the mood for stuff. I like to be quite silent and get my head in the game, and you like to, you know, put on the fucking Hamilton soundtrack and scream as loud as you can.
Well, I've wrote a song.
Oh, you've wrote a song?
Well,
hey, look, I'm always up for someone writing their own song.
Okay, so... basically, we had a meeting about the merch yesterday.
Yeah.
And the merch people were like, have you mentioned it on the podcast? And I went, well, yeah, we did mention it on the podcast right at the end
mm-hmm.
when people possibly turn it off.
Yeah. Do you know what how dare you? I think they listen to every single bit. I think they even listen to the bit where it goes quiet and the jingle sort of fades out.
I definitely
wouldn't. I think they sit waiting.
No. Anyway, so I thought, let's do it at the beginning and to engage, right?
Yeah.
I've done a song about the merch. So this is like the merch ad.
And you've written a jingle for the merch.
Oh, don't. You're making it sound more exciting than it is.
No. All right. Rosie, you know, 2020. Anything's exciting
okay,
now.
Well, are you ready?
Yeah.
I hope you like it.
Okay.
Okay, here we go.
Oh, can I introduce you like you're on Little Mix The Search?
Yes. Yeah. Have a practice.
Like you're going to be on Little Mix. So you're going to now go out and do this in front of Little Mix. Are you going to sing it as well? You're holding your laptop up like a fucking
violin
again.
Yeah, no, I'm going to sing it.
Okay. Please welcome to the stage on Little Mix The Search, performing for Little Mix to go on tour with Little Mix.
Shit.
It's Rosie Ramsey with her SMA merch jingle. Take it away, Rosie.
Okay, thank you, Chris.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, here's one you all can sing with us. With the same
SMAs merching in.
When the SMAs go merching in.
Oh, when the SMAs go merching in. Oh, when the SMAs go merging in, I want to grab a wine glass, keyring and a cup and saucer. Oh, when the SMAs go merging in. One more time, here we go.
Really?
Oh, when the SMAs, oh, when the SMAs go merging in. Oh, when the SMAs go merging in. Don't forget about the DAS. Get me a tea towel, a phone case, and an apron for the splashes when the SMAs go merging in. Oh, Louise here. Not the Saints. The SMAs. Come on, in person.
Come on, dude.
There we go.
Did you not get that? Well, Rosie.
Thank you.
Very well done.
Shag Married Annoyed merch is currently available at shagmarriedannoyed.com.
Something. Website. Google it. Sorry, just as you performed there just in front of Little Mix, we just need to go to... we need to get the scores from Little Mix.
Okay, go to Jade first. Go to Jade first.
Jade's currently she's being sick on the floor. She's that offended. Perry left.
Okay.
Leanne left. Jesse's on the phone. Sorry. Right. It's zeros across the board.
Right.
You're not supporting them on tour with that song. I'm so sorry.
Right, okay. Well, how about I support the act that wins on their next tour?
That's a whole new show. We'll have to speak to the BBC about
that. All right, thank you. Just glad to be a part of it.
When the SMAs go merching in.
Yeah.
You know what? I'll give you that.
Thank you.
Very well done.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
So, what's been going on?
Well, I mean, do you want to know,
I'll tell you what. I tell you. There's someone in this room now, Rosie, as we record this, who feels absolutely foolish for calling themselves Mr. Saturday Night last week.
Oh, there was that.
Beyond foolish. Thank you to everyone who got in touch telling us literally a second national lockdown is getting announced, which is just a huge thing for everyone. The repercussions are massive. And all I got on Twitter was people just going, Boris has been listening, heard you calling yourself Mr. Saturday Night, so he's fucked you over. That's like...
Oh, bless you.
Fair play to everyone. Like, but yeah, as I said, I'm now Mr. Next Week, Mr. Friday and Saturday Night. So
Mr. Weekend.
Mr. Weekend.
Yeah, Little Mix of Search got axed last week in favour of...
Pulled from the schedule. It didn't get axed.
Pulled from... Oh, I don't know the lingo, the TV lingo, all right?
I'm very sorry, yeah.
It's got pulled from the scheduling, and Boris was on instead. Boris 2 hours on. Late.
Waffling on.
So waffling. We are Britain. What do we call ourselves?
Wow. No, no.
No, because I put on Instagram United Kingdom, mm-hmm. and somebody was like, it's not.
Oh, someone's like, yeah, Wales is already in a lockdown or whatever.
Yeah, so England.
I'm just going to say England.
England, yeah. We are on a lockdown.
Another
again.
Lockdown.
Second
yeah.
lockdown. Yeah, utter shit. Yeah.
Lockdown 2, the sequel.
Mm.
So yeah.
Not worth buying.
Yeah.
Wouldn't recommend it to a friend.
Not as good as the first.
I don't know. Not as looked forward to.
Good, yeah. The in no way anticipated or asked for sequel. Goodness me. But yeah, Rosie, I've got a little surprise for you, actually. Because I had, obviously, because I missed a Saturday night, Boris rang us straight after the thing and said, look, Chris, I was so sorry. I knew you missed a Saturday night. I was so sorry to bump you from the schedule. Yeah. We'll put you on Friday. So that's on Friday night, the semi-final of Little Mix of Search on Friday night, and then the final's on Saturday night this week, as you listen to the podcast, so the date comes out. But anyway, he apologised as he did. You know, we're chatting about the rugby and that. Then he said to me, do I want to give this country an opportunity to get out of the lockdown?
Right.
I attacked that with both hands. I says, yes, I do. So what he did was he sent me a quiz, right?
Right.
Lockdown, the sequel quiz.
Right.
The rules he's set out, 2020 doesn't surprise me anymore. The rules that Boris and them other fellas, he's two velociraptors.
Pinky and the Brain.
You know in Jurassic Park how the one raptor comes from the front and the other two raptors at the side? You didn't even know they were there. That's them two. So him and his little velociraptors, they have given me a 10-question quiz for you. Specifically for you, called Lockdown the Sequel. They're listening now. Rosie, they're in the other room. They're listening now.
We're locked down. They shouldn't be in here.
It's work. They can't do this from home. It's work. Same as the guys currently doing my bathroom. By the way, guys, if you hear any noise, there's people doing my bathroom. Just wish me mum and dad were bathroom fitter so I could see them.
Yeah.
Anyway, they have given me a quiz. This is from the government.
Okay.
10 questions. Basically, the way the quiz works is Lockdown 2 is the name of the movie, right? And then the tagline of the movie, right?
Yeah.
Is basically, you've got to guess. I say the movie name. This is fucking so convoluted. What I'm doing is I'm trying to think of an example that I haven't written down here, which is really annoying. Okay, so say Jurassic Park, The Lost World, right? So it's Jurassic Park 2, The Lost World.
Yeah.
So if I said to you, Lockdown 2, The Lost Lockdown, you would go, oh, I think that's Jurassic Park 2, The Lost World.
Right.
So you've got 10 of them. You've got 10 movie names that have been changed into lockdown phrases. You've got to get all 10 right, okay? And the country is out of lockdown.
Oh.
And Christmas is safe. But more importantly, Bonfire Night is safe.
Right. This is a lot of pressure to be putting on
me. Listen, in times of struggle and hardship, you know, your normal person has to step up, you know? Mrs. Tuesday morning, you have to...
I'm here.
You have to step
up.
Tuesday
morning is a very important day of some people's week.
Okay, let's see how you do.
This sounds hard.
It is, you have to get 100%, right? But if you do get one or two wrong, I'm going to be honest with you right now, there is an 11th bonus question that could turn the whole thing around.
Right.
Why not just ask that one straight away? Because it's not good content.
Right, obviously.
It's haphazard. It's just been rushed together. The lads rushed it through. Boris delivered it himself, which I thought was great.
That's nice of him.
Here we go. Question one.
Okay.
What movie is this? What movie sequel is this?
Right, okay. They're all sequels.
Yes, because the lockdown is a sequel.
All right, okay.
They're not all twos, though. They're not all the second sequels. Right. Some of them are
Carry
the third.
On.
Okay. Question one. Mm. Play along, listener. Play along. Lockdown 2, Lockdown with a Vengeance.
Oh. Oh.
I can give you clues.
Right, come on then. Is it? Oh, is it? What's his face? Bruce Willis.
Right. Yeah.
Avenger. No.
Die Hard.
Die Hard.
Die Hard. Die Hard with a vengeance.
Get in.
Excellent.
Yes, come
first
on.
One
come
down.
On,
guys. This is gonna
ho,
be.
Ho ho ho.
This is gonna be a good bonfire night. We're all gonna be shoulder to shoulder.
Come.
Lockdown. Next question.
Yes.
Lockdown 2. The Lockdown Strikes Back.
The Empire Strikes Back.
Boom,
Star Wars.
Mother
fantastic.
Shit in
hell.
Come on. Question 3.
Yes.
Lockdown 2.
Yeah.
Lockdown and Lockdown's Bogus Journey.
Oh, Bill and Ted.
Ray!
Bill and Ted Adventures.
Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey. That's
yeah.
it. Number 3. Okay.
Am I getting these all right?
This is 3 right. You're doing very, very
Thank
well.
Thank you.
Okay, number 4.
Yeah.
Lockdown 2, Return to Lockdown.
Is it Return to Oz?
Whoa!
Wizard of Oz,
you
Return to Oz.
You are doing a lot better than I thought
yes,
you would.
Thank
yeah, this
you.
Is amazing.
Chris, I really like films.
Wow. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Come on.
Okay. Question 5.
Yes.
Lockdown 2, Lockdown Family Values.
Parent Trap? No, I wanted to go again. Some What is it?
Lockdown 2. The Lockdown's Family Values.
Oh, The Adams Family Values.
Yes!
Is it right? Can I have that?
That is correct. You can have that. I will
okay,
accept. Yeah,
thank
yeah,
you.
I will accept that. I will accept that. Okay.
So
question number 6.
I'm enjoying this, Chris.
Question number 6. Lockdown 2. I hope you're enjoying playing away at home as wherever you are as well. Question number 6. Lockdown 2. The Lockdown Ultimatum.
Oh. This sounds spurious.
Mm-mm. There's people... screaming.
The Lockdown Ultimatum. Ultimatum. Is it a Marvel?
No, we watched them recently. I don't think we watched them all, though. I think we kind of tapped out weirdly on the second or third one.
Oh, no. What are films?
Yeah.
Ultimatum. Oh, Chris.
I'll give you a clue.
What?
That little baby inside your stomach.
Yeah.
Soon it's going to be...
here? Born? Born Identity? Matthew Born? What's his name? The Bonds? Or what's it
so
called?
What Matt Damon does normally is, just so everyone knows that he's in the movie, he insists he always keeps his first name. Hey, Matt, thanks for coming to script reading. So we're so glad to have you on board. So your character's Jason Bourne. Sorry.
Jason!
Sorry, my character's what? Your character's Jason Bourne. Did you not read my contract? All of my characters are called Matthew.
Jason Bourne.
Matthew
What's
Bourne.
It called, though?
Bourne
Ultimatum. Right.
Okay, I'll give you that.
Good films, then.
I'll give you that.
Yeah,
okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Number 7. Question number 7.
Oh, right. Okay. Oh, nearly there.
Question number 7. Wait. Lockdown 2. The Lockdowners Down Under.
Oh, the Down Under. The... oh. What's it called?
Lockdown 2. The
is
lockdown
it R-E-S-C-U-E, Rescue Aid Society, Heads Held High. The Rescuers
yes,
Down
the
Under.
The Rescuers Down Under.
Better than the first one.
Smashing it. Absolutely smashing it.
Oh, come on! I can smell the Catherine wheels from here.
Smell the Catherine wheels. Think of them Bonfire sparklers.
Night?
Think of everyone
come
writing
on.
Their name in sparklers.
Come on, we got this.
Okay, question number 8.
Yeah.
I hope you're enjoying playing along at all.
They're probably not, but
they're probably turned off. They'll probably skip this. Lockdown 2.
Yeah.
The Winter Lockdown.
Winter's Tale? No. The Winter.
It's people screaming. It's a Marvel.
Captain America?
Yes!
Captain America, is that Winter's Tale? Book? Bookie?
The Winter Soldier, not the Winter's Tale. Jesus. Winter's Tale. Captain America 2. A Winter's Tale.
It was only
Captain America
winter
fucking
tale.
Put his tree up in there. Right.
I would watch that.
I probably would watch him.
If he had his arse out.
I was going to say, when he stretches up to put the star on, you'll really see that bun line. Right. Okay.
Yes.
I've got
is this
to be
the
honest
last
with you.
One?
No, this is question 9 and then number 10.
Right.
The clues stop now.
Right.
The
okay.
The clues stop now.
Okay.
It's written here. And sort of Boris halfway through, you know how he likes to sort of say, oh, you know, we'll stick to the regional system, we'll not lock down, I've changed
he
mind.
Changes his
so
mind.
He's changed his mind here, so the clues stop now.
Okay.
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 Question 9.
Yeah.
Lockdown 2, Lockdowns. Lockdowns.
I mean, saying it again doesn't help. Lockdowns. Lockdown 2.
So in
Lockdowns.
The, if the first film was called Lockdown, the second one isn't called Lockdown 2, it's just called Lockdowns. So Lockdown and Lockdowns.
Jaws? I don't know. I really don't know.
It was Aliens. The sequel to Alien.
Okay.
The sequel to Alien is Aliens. So you've got so far... Yes.
That is shite.
Very clever, I think, to find. How dare you?
Alien.
I'll walk down the street now to Harton House Road to Ridley Scott's Mars house and I'll tell her you're slagging him off.
Please
don't. Because he's from
here. Went to school with me, Dad.
Literally lived down the road. Never mentions it. Thanks, Ridley.
yeah, he doesn't live down the road anymore.
I think his parents did.
Yeah, I think his parents might. I mean, they might not live here anymore.
But I think he's a lot older. Anyway, look, it doesn't matter, right? Ridley Scott aside, you've got 8 out of 9. Right.
Right.
This next question, you can get it right or not, you still have to go into the bonus round to try and save Lockdown.
Okay.
Save Christmas and, more importantly, Bonfire Night.
I would really, Chris, honestly, the way that this year has gone, I would really like to save Bonfire Night.
Wow. Wow.
Honestly.
Guys, do you see what 2020 has done to Rosie Ramsey? The woman who hated Bonfire Night.
I put a pumpkin outside this house this year.
You did put a pumpkin outside
this
house.
And I don't like Halloween at all. I turn off the lights at Halloween. I put a pumpkin outside this year.
I need to shift that pumpkin, actually. The squirrel's been
having water. It's getting minging. Okay.
Question number 10.
Yeah.
Lockdown.
Oh, which is where Boris lives.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Lockdown. Does he sleep there? Anyway. Lockdown 2, Infinity Lockdown.
Avengers Infinity War.
Congratulations. That's 9 out of 10.
Yeah.
Okay. That's very, very good.
Right.
Okay. Time for the super bonus, get 100% and Lockdown to save Christmas, but more importantly, Bonfire Night question.
So if I get this right, I've won everything.
If you get this right, you've won everything.
Okay.
It's possibly the hardest question on any quiz ever.
Would I get an MBE?
Knighthood.
Oh my God.
Knighthood. They're going to change it so that women can get knighthood just for this.
Can women not get knighthood?
Don't think so. I think they get a thing that's similar. But for this, they're going to change it.
Typical.
They're going to change it. Right?
They should have changed it before now.
Your left shoulder, your right shoulder, they're going to put that sword all over you.
Yeah.
Like a lip balm. Like they're sanitising you with a sword.
Like Zorro.
Question 11.
Yeah.
Super bonus. Name the film.
Oh, shit. I forgot I had to do anything. Okay.
Lockdown 2.
Yeah.
That's it.
Are you joking? It's just that.
It's the hardest question in the history of quizzes. Lockdown 2.
I think I know what it is.
Come on then.
Oh, but I probably don't.
Okay. If you get it, this will be literally ridiculous.
Right, okay.
Okay.
Is it Home Alone 2?
It's not.
Oh, shit the bed.
Guys,
what?
Guys, emails to shagmynord@gmail.com. Hate mail for Rosie. She could have saved Lockdown. She didn't save Lockdown. Shocking.
Sorry.
Shocking. It was Problem Child 2.
Oh, how weird. No, I love that film.
Should have got it. Can't believe you didn't get that.
That's really
hard.
Can't
believe you didn't get that.
Chris.
You've seen that.
You could have changed that. Nobody would have known.
Honestly.
You prick. Sorry, everyone.
Nice try, everyone.
Get back in your house.
As Rosie's brother said yesterday when he came to pick up an oven, enjoy your lockdown. See you in a month.
He really did. Babadoo, babadoo,
babadoo, ba. It's time for What's Your Beef?
What's Your Beef?
Beef.
Beef. What's your beef?
No spurious characters turning up this week, no? They all good?
No.
Good.
Can't be asked
asking, arguing with
you. You took too long with that game anyway.
I think you find you took too long failing to save the country.
Though.
So yeah, well done. What's your beef?
Oh, my beef with you this week is, at the minute, obviously we're both working from home. Robin is at school.
Mm-hmm.
You've been getting up with Robin, which is lovely. Thank you very much. Really
welcome.
Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
I've been going upstairs getting ready. We're very lucky that we don't have the family setup of having to both rush and get ready for work. Like I remember my mum and dad did and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Could you, if you are not taking Robin to school and I'm taking Robin to school, could you just have him ready? Could you have him ready? And I don't mean he's got his clothes on.
Right.
I mean, could you have him with his clothes on, with his shoes on, with his glasses on, with his hair done, with his bottle filled of water, with his bag packed, possibly his coat on, just so I can go, here we go. Because when you take Robin to school, what is he? What is he? At 8:30.
Right.
He stood at the door ready, Chris.
Okay.
Fully
Not
ready.
Every time, yeah.
No,
I
he
had.
Is.
Sometimes I leave you in bed and I do it all myself.
But, oh, God, once or twice. Seriously. Oh, yeah.
Right.
Just have him ready.
Sometimes he's just awkward on a morning. Like, he doesn't want his hair brushed, doesn't want his teeth brushed, moves around all and just squirms about and
no, yesterday about the house. Morning, yesterday morning, he wasn't ready. You were stood there, nowhere to go, absolutely nowhere to go, stood there with the towel around you, looking in the mirror, brushing your teeth, doing your hair, like flipping, what's he called, Kevin McAllister on Home Alone. And Robin was just not ready at all. And I was like, we're going to be late.
It did sting when I put the aftershave on. I did scream.
Just have him ready, right, please, okay. For the love of God.
I'm sorry, goodness me, okay. Be ready tomorrow.
Like, fully ready. Like, hair done, teeth brushed, actually at the door, ready
to go. Just
realised
I'm not here. I'm doing a little mix, sorry. So you'll great. Have to do all that yourself.
Right, fine. Oh. it'll be ready, and I'll be ready, and it'll be fine.
So it's better, just... when, you, so it's better when you do it all yourself?
No.
What you're saying is it's better when you do it all yourself.
Oh, yeah. Shut up.
Got you.
Right, what's your beef?
Got you. My beef with you this week is... So this is a kind of follow-on from... I think I've talked in the past about how you're a nightmare, train stations and airports... If you feel like you're going to be late for something, it's,
don't
it's
like being late.
Hell on earth.
Don't
absolute hell on earth.
Like it.
So you've, that's one of your little anxiety things. And you've got another one of them that I didn't realise that you had.
Right.
So we went away at the weekend. We were in London. Mm-hmm. Well, I did the little mix thing. And then I came and saw you and Rob. We had a lovely little weekend, mm-hmm. Saturday and Sunday in London. We went out for a walk on Saturday down the river. And then we're walking back to the hotel. You, about... 15 times kept shouting at me to get my phone out and get on Google Maps and see how to get back to our hotel.
Mm-hmm.
Will you tell everyone what hotel we were at that we could literally fucking see from every single angle that we were at in London, as it's the tallest building in England?
Right. Okay. Yes.
Tell
we
them
stayed
the hotel.
At the Shard and
we
it was lovely. We trekked ourselves.
We did.
But no.
I could see it. Right. I could literally see it.
Just
and
because
going,
you
get
can...
get your maps out. Oh. And I'm going, it's fucking there.
Have you ever watched Bear Grylls The Island?
No.
Right. Well, watch it, because there's a lot of times that they can see where they need to be, but you can't just get there, Chris, because the paths and the roads might be blocked. And I'm not being funny. This is ridiculous. Just because you can see where you need to be doesn't mean there's not just a magical straight little path. You're not in the flipping Wizard of Oz. There's not right. a yellow brick road but, taking you to the hotel.
But my point is, it was massive and I could see it. And I'm not, if I'd walk past it, I'd realise because it would move.
Right.
It's like the fucking moon.
Yes.
You just got to walk towards it.
We have a five-year-old, right?
Uh-huh.
In the history of the world, five-year-olds don't walk very far.
Right.
And you don't like picking them up because you don't like getting mud on your jacket. That's another flipping thing you've got to beef with. So you don't like picking him up if he's tired, right? And I can't pick him up at the minute because I'm 7 months pregnant. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
So I just thought, you know what? It's a 20-minute walk. Let's do it in 20 minutes rather than, you know... And it was pissing down with rain.
Right.
Are you having a laugh?
Rosie, I'm sorry. I don't think I'm going to back down on this.
No,
I can literally see
you're
the
wrong.
Hotel.
You're
I
wrong.
I see it. At
you're
one
totally
point, you literally
wrong.
Went, get out. And I'm looking up. I'm going, I think it's that way, Rosie, because there's the fucking looming, massive, big... like skyline occupying structure of the
oh,
hotel.
Yeah, but you know what's going to be in the way? About 19 pret-a-mangers that you're going to have to blum and bypass. I don't know. What world do you live in where you can just look at something and go, that's where we need
to
be?
I just think I could. I just think it was, yeah. I just,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, you are
I think
ridiculous.
I think because you ended,
yeah,
up,
you might
you
have,
ended
yeah.
up getting your map out, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to take a wrong way and then have Robin going, Mummy, I'm tired, my feet are hurting. And then you going, well, I'm not picking you up because you've got mud on your shoe.
The thing is, the moment I turned down any kind of street that pointed me in the direction where I wasn't walking towards that massive building, I probably wouldn't have walked in that direction.
Oh, we're not going to agree on this. But you're, this is coming from the same man who gets in the car and every... Oh, no. Christopher.
Can I pause you for 1 second to let everyone know that before this you said, I don't know if we should do the beefs this week. I'm starting to agree. It's getting a bit heated.
Well, you get in the car, right? And we have to pull out of the driveway and you can go two ways out of our driveway. So that our street, there's like the top entrance and the bottom entrance. Take your different directions, okay? Christopher will just go either direction and then go, oh, I shouldn't have come this way. Rather than sitting at the end of the drive and going, okay, let me plan my route. Let me think, right, which way do I need to be? That'll be quicker. Left today because I'm going there and that's up that way. Rather than, which way do we go today? And then being 20 minutes in the wrong direction.
Rosie.
Infuriating.
Rosie. Life's not about the destination, it's about the journey.
Oh, yeah.
So there you go.
It was about the journey before we had a child.
Fair enough.
Now everything is, you know, strict fair time.
Enough. Fair enough. While we're on the beefs as well, I've got a second beef with you this week.
No, you have not.
I have. I arrived at the hotel late. You text me the room number. I got to the reception. It was the wrong room number. So I turned up, face mask on, cap on, bag on. I'm not going to lie, I had a couple of beers after the show. I literally told the lady the wrong room number for the name. And she full on interrogated us to the point of where she actually phoned the room and said, there's a man here, he says he's your husband, is that true? And you had to let us up.
Well,
ridiculous.
Take it as a hint. Babadoo, 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 ba.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc. Hey, everyone. I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently. Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Babadoo, 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 ba. It's time for questions from the public.
Cues from the bees.
I was expecting like a pop of butter, just a little cues from the bees.
Cues from the bees.
As always, guys, if you want to get in touch, it's shagmarinoid@gmail.com. Send us your funny stories and all of that jazz. And please continue to like, rate, and subscribe because I love it. We've got the 30,000 rates now on the Apple.
Oh, that's good.
Apple thing. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Got the most on there by a mile.
Have
by
we
a
really?
Country mile, yeah. So thank you all very, very much. We really, really do appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you. Now, on your filth and other silliness.
Dear Rosie and Chris, tonight, me and my husband of 2.5 years, whom I've been with for 11 years, decided we were going to have katsu chicken curry for dinner.
Wow.
Nice. That's a inventive dinner.
I mean, I just don't even ever think I've been given a sentence before with so much information in it.
There's a lot of information.
And I'm starting to think that the time limits, it feels like the day they met, they decided, shall we have katsu chicken curry? And it's took 11 years to come to this decision.
Yeah, why if she told me they'd been married for 2.5, but they've been together for 11, and then they decide, who knows, anyway.
I do love that when it takes someone absolutely ages to get married, like they were just waiting around. I think we've mentioned that before.
Yeah.
And it's just like, you've been married, how long have you been together? 10 years. Okay.
So buzzing to be married, finally. If he dies, I'll get some of the money. Right. So, they're having chicken katsu curry.
Fantastic. Delicious. Good choice.
I got the breadcrumbs ready and asked said husband to crack an egg into a bowl and beat it for me. I heard him crack the egg, but could not hear the fork hitting the bowl. I turned to my left, and to my horror, he had his fingers in the bowl, moving them rapidly around the egg. When I asked what he was doing, he could not see any problem with this. My question for you both is, how do you beat your eggs? Should I ever let him near me again?
He's just doing
it with his fingers. Well, I imagine more of like a cupping motion. So I imagine he was scooping more than like tapping.
I imagine like in a cartoon when someone's playing the piano, if like Daffy Duck or someone or Donald Duck playing the piano, and it's just, then the fingers are going absolutely crazy.
Is that how you see it?
That's how I see him, like flicking his fingers around.
No, I see him kind of like like scooping like that.
What a nutter. What did you do with that for?
Who knows?
Never, ever let him make... There's a pandemic.
This is why there's a pandemic.
And he's fingering your eggs. Absolutely disgusting. Oh. Yeah, don't let him make... No, don't let him make that again.
But that's after 11 years of being with someone. They mustn't eat many eggs.
Yeah, how she only just realised that. So beet, he must think beating an egg, that's got something to do with, like, well, you beat stuff up with your hands, don't you? So it's like...
Possibly. This always worries me, though. Why don't people get taught basic skills?
Like that?
Like,
Rosie, because most people don't give a fuck.
I know. But you know, you're saying that, you didn't know how to make a jacket potato.
Because I don't like jacket potatoes.
But still...
I delete it from my head every time he tells me.
I don't really like cheese toasties, but I know how to make them.
But yeah, it's different though. Rosie, a cheese toastie trumps a fucking jacket potato every day.
Are you having a laugh?
Are you taking the piss out of me?
Are you taking the piss
is
out
this
of
happening?
Me?
Back to the beefs.
Are you kidding me?
You think a jacket potato is more of like a classic, absolute staple, legendary snack than a cheese toastie?
Abso-flippin-lutely.
Nah.
I'm not being funny. Has there been any restaurants just called cheese toasties? Because there's definitely been a restaurant chain called Spud You Like.
That's just because someone dedicated that. No, I've got a book in the other room of all of the best cheese toasties to make. And there's food vans that do just grilled cheeses in America.
Is there?
Yeah.
Fair enough.
It's a massive thing.
No, I definitely think jacket potatoes are more popular than cheese toasties. I love it, honestly.
I'm absolutely raging.
I love a jacket potato.
Friday, when this goes out, guys, if you're listening to this now, Twitter, I'll put a Twitter poll out on Friday.
Right.
I can't have this.
Well, not plain jacket potato, though. You have to choose a filling.
Right, well, you can't do that then. You can't say this thing, whatever you want in it, is a classic, because that's ridiculous. Do you know what I mean? That's like saying sandwiches are best. I'm saying cheese and two bits of toast. Bump, melted cheese inside. Cheese toasty.
Right, well, I'm saying a jacket potato with tuna, sweet corn, mayonnaise and balsamic vinegar and blob of butter and a bit of salt.
You just ruined it. Well,
possibly pepper.
No people out there are going to... This is Shag Marty Nord, man. They don't know... But these people don't know what balsamic vinegar is. Honestly, they're all... They're ringing Boris now to tell them you're a witch. I'm sure you do, guys. I'm joking. But I'm raging about this, by the way. Cheese toasties forever.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Got a romantic one here.
I'll be the judge of that.
Well, no, it is. It's like a Where Is This Man? But,
okay.
Right, so. Hi, Rosie and Chris. I work night shift as an online shopper.
What the fuck's an online shopper?
What do you mean?
I work night shift as an online shopper. What is that?
Probably packing, like the packers.
Oh, so for an online shopping place.
I'm guessing so.
Jesus Christ, I'm freaking out.
Why do you think somebody employs someone just to online shop for them?
But only at night? Do you know what I mean? Like, will you be my PA? Absolutely, what's my duties? Online shop for us. Okay, great, I'll start now. No, you will not. You'll start when I go to bed.
You'll start at midnight.
And in the morning I'll wake up and I'll check my basket on Amazon and I'll tell you if I'm happy or not. What the fuck is that?
It's probably a thing somewhere. Come
nights
on.
As an online shop. Because she didn't say I pack stuff for online shop. She said, I work nights as an online shopper.
But that's probably the lingo
but
they
my,
use
but,
with
but
each
my
other.
Point is, it's not like I go to 24-hour Asda at night when it's quiet. It's not like the internet's quieter and less busy during the night. It's
Chris,
not like
I don't,
you're queuing
listen,
on the fucking John Lewis website.
I don't know what she does, all right?
I hate her. Why do people keep doing this? Why do they put such a thing that just freaks... Like, can you remember a while ago that person emailed and they gave so much detail because they knew it gets us upset when I'm there? Like, everyone needs to do that because now I've got no idea what the hell that means.
She doesn't mention it again if that
I hate her so much.
No, she does not mention her job.
Right, well, if she's looking for a man or love, I hope she doesn't find it for that.
You horrible, nasty
okay,
piece of
sorry,
work.
Okay, sorry, I'm just sorry.
She's put anyway, so the story, right? At the beginning of the year, I got glandular fever.
Got you.
It was horrendous.
Oh, man, what a
I was bedbound for a good month and I'm still suffering with it today.
Oh, no.
It could have been COVID. Who knows? I was at home 24/7 and then lockdown came into place, so I never really felt the effect of it. Yeah. Anyways, every Wednesday, our bin men come and collect our bins. Or bin ladies, sorry. Bin people.
Bin humans.
Bin humans. My nephew absolutely loves the lorry, so he stands on the windowsill to watch them.
Windowsill?
Yeah. Windowsill? She's put... See, oh, she has actually... Bless her. She's put... I So he stands on my window seal, and then she put in brackets, sorry, I can't spell. Because it's sill, isn't it? Not seal.
I think so, yeah. Sorry. Window seal.
Oh, she's from Wales. I put it on my window seal.
What is that noise? It's the window seal. Get rid of it. No. Came with the house.
So he stands on the window seal.
Yeah. Unfair. RSPCA will be all over you for this. Slippy as well. Dangerous.
Right. One week, this absolute sort came and took our bins. But I didn't really think of anything at the time. Think much of it at the time.
Okay.
He saw my nephew and waved. He then carried on with his job and started doing press ups with the bins down my road. I was like, was that for me?
Press ups?
This is the bit where I was like, right, okay. So an attractive man's coming, he's doing your bins, which is nice. Have a little look. Yeah. Lovely. He starts doing press ups on the bins further down the road. You're still looking.
Is he doing press-ups? Or does she mean press-ups? Or does she mean he's picking the bins up and he's like pressing them as in he's lifting them over his head?
So let's have a read again. So started doing press-ups with the bins. So push-ups or press-ups? Press-ups is when you're on the floor.
Press-ups is when you're on the floor pushing yourself up. So I imagine he's kind of either lifting them in the air. Anyway, he's shown how physically strong he is with bins.
And she's saying, was that for me?
She's absolutely dripping.
Oh, babe, wet floor sign over by this seal, oh,
hello, bin juice.
Yeah, she's loving it. I mean, it would have made me feel physically sick, but everybody's got a different level of what they find attractive.
Well, yeah, she's been locked in since January. She doesn't know what's ups, down, downs,
absolutely.
Up. The seals on her window. Yep. She's freaking, I don't blame her.
Yeah. She's pulsating at this point.
She's loving it.
Anyway, so he came back the next day and waved again to my nephew. And I found myself becoming very fond of him.
Sorry, they get their bins collected on a daily basis.
She means the next week. Oh, it actually says next week. That's my fault. I'm sorry.
Goodness.
Were you getting jealous?
Well, I was fucking raging. Imagine getting your bin collected every day.
Oh, I'd love that.
Where do you live? At bloody Waldorf Astoria? Huh? Bloody Ivy?
I would love that.
The Shard?
Unfortunately, my nephew then couldn't come to our house because of lockdown.
Yeah.
But every Wednesday at 9:30, I would stand at my window and wait for the bin guy to come. Chris. I was literally falling in love with him.
Don't get us wrong, it's a
lovely modern day love story.
It's lovely. It is actually lovely. It's I really do love it.
Yeah.
I find it funny how tragic it is at the same time.
Desperate times.
I'm literally expecting the next thing to be. So I made a model of my nephew out of a balloon and an old jumper, and I stood with the hand moving and waved, and he waved at my nephew.
I would wave at him every week and it would be the highlight of my day.
Oh, mate.
I would even play little tricks on him. I'd usually be upstairs in my room, but a couple of times I'd be in the kitchen. And
you're going to say that? I'd move windows like the haunted painting at the beginning of The Witches.
It's it. And he would run down the road, look up to my window and be like, where is she? And then he'd be confused and look through to the kitchen and I'd be stood there wetting myself. Wow. We'd have a little how are you convo through the window and that would be about it.
Wow.
Oh,
this is beautiful.
In around July, he didn't come for 3 weeks.
Whoa.
I was gutted.
Genuinely, so am I. My heart sank there.
Mm-hmm. So I thought, right, I need to give him my number. When I next see him, I will give it to him. I didn't write the note straight away, and he kept coming, and I kept getting the urge to give it to him. It's literally such a sad little story. I would stop a workout because I knew he was coming. Absolutely ridiculous. She's obviously very fit.
Got you, yeah.
Anyway, I finally wrote the note and I was adamant I would give it to him. But then, Chris, you're not going to believe it.
What?
Our bin day changed to a Tuesday.
No way. Mm-hmm. No way.
He came for the first week and then he didn't come again.
Jesus Christ. So just to recap, there was 3 weeks when it wasn't him, it was someone else.
Yeah.
Right? So he must have been on holiday or something.
That was when it was on the Wednesday.
And that was when she realised, I need to do something.
Yep.
He came back, she lulled herself into a false sense of security, she didn't give him the note.
No.
Now the bin day's changed and he's gone.
He's gone.
Jesus Christ.
He's gone. It says, I had plucked up the courage to give him the little note I'd written, but I haven't seen him since August.
Right. I know how to sort this.
Yeah.
Do you have, in your area, dear person who's written in?
It's from Surrey.
Do you have, in your area, your local area, friends and family who live in little different postcodes in the local area to you? If that's a yes, check what their bin day deliveries are and say to them, keep a lookout for this bin guy, by the way, right?
Yeah.
I mean, the first thing I'll go to is someone that's got a Wednesday. I'm fucking getting into this. First thing I'll go to is someone that's got a Wednesday.
You can just go on the government website.
Beg your pardon?
Thegov.co.uk. Put in your postcode. Gov.co.uk/findmyfitbinman.
Yes. I mean, because I've rang up the council a couple of times because the paper caddy is gone and the green bin went missing the other week.
Yeah.
I've never rang up and went, hello, I'd quite like to fuck one of the bin men, but he's changed his rota. I don't know how that would go down with a civil servant on the other end of the phone.
You never know. You've got to try these things.
Write a letter to your MP.
Yes. She hasn't seen him since August. But she said here, she signed it off with, I still stand at my window and hope to God I see him again.
Fucking hell, this is tragic. Mm-hmm. Right.
That's it.
I would start with that. I would start with find out friends and family in the area. Say, look, do you have a bin man who looks like this?
Yeah.
Get them to take photos of their bin men.
Yeah.
And see what happens there. And if they do have them, send a letter. But the letter would be really hard because you'd have to literally go, this is random, but I'm that woman who used to wave at you. Don't know if you noticed, but I used to move windows now and then. I thought it was hilarious. I imagine you laughed as well. Get
do
in touch.
Do you want to get married?
Do you want to get married?
I thought we could use this platform.
Right.
To possibly find him.
Well, I didn't even think of that.
I mean,
I genuinely really didn't even think of that.
You might listen.
If you're listening, if you're the bin man, if you, again, press ups on the bins, I don't know what you were doing. You were doing some kind of showing off your muscles with the bins. Hey, don't blame me, mate. Why not? If you are that man, get in touch.
Yeah.
Get in touch.
Shagmarinoid@gmail.com.
Yeah. Don't fucking email if you're not him thinking you're funny, because I can't be bothered.
You don't have to read them.
Anyway, she hasn't, until she emails in again explaining what an online shopper, nocturnal online shopper is. She can get fucked. I'm not even going to help her.
I might not
even put this out.
Great. Right. Can we...
I'm joking.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Dear Rosie and Chris, my story is this. At university, I had a group of friends consisting of some
lads.
One evening, my friend, let's call him Colin.
Okay.
Because why not? Asked the group, has anyone ever made their own wanking device?
Sorry?
Just out of nowhere, has anyone ever made their own wanking device?
Okay.
The rest of us all looked at him with bemusement.
Loving the word device.
Mm-hmm. He said he's thought about making one for a while, but hadn't followed through with the idea because he couldn't think of how to mimic the feeling of a vagina. Someone suggested ham. Yes, ham.
Oh my God.
Mm-hmm. So, like some sort of weird episode of Blue Peter, an empty toilet roll was lined with some smart price ham.
You are joking.
Whilst three of the lads started jiggling their crotches to try and get a semi to try out the device.
Oh my God. Oh, I hate lads. Sometimes I really hate lads. You know who you are.
Vile, innit?
Oh, this is terrible.
The worst thing is, I think this is actually sent in from a lady.
It's like a...
So this is a girl having to see all of this.
It's like a deli counter fleshlight.
Yeah, basically. Two of them ended up chickening out.
Never.
But Colin took up the challenge.
Go for it, Colin.
He did.
You know what it is? After everything I just said there... I kind of respect him a little bit.
What? That he's managed.
Yeah, he's followed through. He's a man of his word.
He's done it. He's like...
Clearly likes ham. Clearly loves ham. All kind of sandwich meat. Get him going. Get him rock hard.
Should see him with a bit of pastrami.
My thing is, was the toilet roll holder, the toilet roll, the sort of cardboard toilet roll tube, was that already accessible? Or did they A, have to go and get it from the recycle bin, or B, did they have to go and be like, all right, I'll just pull all this toilet roll off and leave it there so you've got this?
Chris, that's something we'll never know.
I've got so many questions.
We'll never know that, but okay. That's weird that that's where your brain's gone.
Was it like fatty ham, or was it like wafer?
Smaller price ham.
So yeah. It was like, okay, so quite plain. Okay.
It was probably not even honey roast.
Okay. Oh, well, you know, little crumbs and getting down the end. Anyway. Well,
yeah, yeah. The orange stuff. Yeah, that's the posh stuff off the. That's yeah, yeah. Oh, that's from the deli.
Yeah,
you're not wasting deli.
Ham on this, are you?
This is smart price ham.
Billy Bear. This is Billy Bear ham at best.
That's pricey.
Billy Bear ham. The ham that's a different colour. Is it called Billy Bear?
The teddy bear ham.
The teddy bear ham.
That's
yeah.
quite pricey. You only get about 6 slices as well. They've done well with the smart price ham.
Brilliant.
So anyway, Colin took up the challenge.
Okay.
But the thing about ham from the fridge is that it's quite cold, you see.
I was going to say, you're going to have to warm that
up. Yeah. Not the cosy vaginal feeling that you'd want.
Great.
Obviously. So he thought to warm it up, he'd pop the contraption in the microwave for a minute.
I hate him.
Needless to say, he ended up scalding his penis.
He put it in. Bing! That'll be done. Just dick straight in. Didn't touch it. Didn't sniff it.
No.
Didn't have a little feel.
No,
just, that'll
no,
be done.
Just
whack.
Hide his penis straight in there.
Did I ever tell you about when Carl put a sausage roll?
I'm scared.
No. Carl once came to my flat in Manchester and he bought a sausage roll from Greg's, and he's got this ridiculous thing about how everything
like
has to be piping hot.
Really hot food, yeah.
He hide a sausage roll, a Greg sausage roll, into me microwave that he'd never used before. He knew nothing about it. He threw it in on a bit of kitchen roll and put it on for 5 minutes. Full heat. It was on fire when it came out. I had to throw it out the window.
5 minutes.
Maniac.
Oh, my word.
Because Carl Hutchinson, everything has to be piping hot. So, yeah, 5 minutes he put an already lukewarm sausage roll and a bit of kitchen roll in the microwave.
Disgraceful.
Set on fire. The man's an idiot.
It needs like 40 seconds at best.
If that.
Wow. See, there you go. Another basic just skill that he doesn't know.
Yeah.
That not just him, just that people don't know. How do you not know the timings for stuff in microwaves?
That's all I thought about when this guy just put it in. Bing! That's ready. Knob straight in. No checking.
He's probably put... didn't say here, but he might have had to go to hospital for this.
Scalded his peen. What a fool.
Yeah. There you go. Do not put your penis into a ham vagina.
Is it... If I have to say this, can we get that on a poster, please? I want next to your sort of hands face space in every public area, next to all your coronavirus posters, your COVID-19 posters at the minute, I do want a giant poster that says, do not put your penis in a ham vagina. Rosie Ramsey.
That's just out the microwave.
Yeah, cold one's fine.
Yeah.
Hot ham vagina.
Yeah.
Hot ham vagina.
Room temperature.
There we go.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Hi, Ramsey's beefs and listeners.
Nice.
This story is about my housemate who doesn't listen, so don't bother keeping me anonymous. Right. It's her fault because I've recommended your flat out as well. That's what you said.
Right.
Some people just, they'll never learn. They'll never take heed. I've been recommending podcasts to my best mates for flipping months and still never listened.
Nothing worse than recommending something to someone for ages and ages and ages, then forgetting that you've done it, then they get on board with it later and tell you how good the thing is.
Oh, yeah, and you're like, are you absolutely kidding me?
I hate that so much.
Yeah. My housemate and her friend were at a leaving party for a boy she was seeing casually who was leaving for Australia.
Right. Oh, imagine he's still there now, the lucky bastard.
I know.
Oh, God.
The two girls were steaming drunk and managed to find themselves in the fella who was leaving's room with his ready-packed suitcase. They thought it would be funny to see if one of them could fit in the suitcase. Hilarious. So my housemate took all the man's clothes out to put her mate inside.
Oh my God.
They finally get the friend in, and so my housemate is laughing her head off when the boy who is leaving, and she's riding... So sorry, who she's shagging.
Yeah, the boy's shagging.
Comes in to find what he thought was her alone with his clothes on the floor and what he assumed was hysterically crying.
That's amazing. So the mate's in the case.
Yeah.
She looks like she's just threw all of his clothes out because the mate's in the case, but he doesn't know. And she's laughing her head off because the mate's in the case, but she looks like she's crying. Going, don't leave.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Although mad about the clothes, he starts to comfort her, and one thing leads to another, and they start fucking.
That's fucking fucking great.
As it will be the last time they will be doing it for a while, my housemate continues and does not inform him about her friend, still zipped up in the suitcase.
I love it.
Who was getting continuing cramped and uncomfortable with the situation.
Fantastic. This is ridiculous. This is like a film.
It's ridiculous, isn't it? One thing my housemate failed to mention about this man, that upon coming to climax, he would scream, God bless America.
No, fuck off. No way.
Even though this fella was 100% Irish with no connection to America at all.
I'm not having it. Hold on. I'm going to have to Google this. This is bollocks.
It says, and once he arrived and exclaimed his special phrase, laughter erupted from the suitcase.
So she's trapped in a suitcase.
Yeah.
They start having sex.
Yeah.
He shouts, God bless America, yeah, as he comes for some kind of weird, ridiculous
she
laugh.
She starts laughing.
And laughter comes from the suitcase. Yeah. Ridiculous.
My first thing that my brain goes to, I'm sorry, I love my friends, but do not leave me trapped in a suitcase whilst you get your rocks off. I'm sorry, get me out this suitcase, you dirty pair of filthy monkey beggars.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Hi, Chris and Rosie. This is a little bit more for you, actually, to answer.
For me?
What's about Todger?
It's about a Todger.
It was quite Todger heavy this week.
A Todger? Just a random Todger or my Todger?
No, about...
Or Todgers in general?
Todgers in general.
Okay.
Or Tiddlers, like I like to call
Tiddlers,
them.
Tiddlers, Todgers, Willies.
Chuckies.
I don't know why. Upsets me, that Chuckies. Don't know how it sounds.
Just your Chucky.
No,
Chucky.
I don't like Chucky.
That's what my little brother used to call it when he was little.
Weird. Don't like it. Horrible word. Sounds cheesy. Chucky, it sounds like gooey. Like sloppy.
Like poorly.
I don't... like chucking up, like being sick.
Oh, see, no, I was just thinking of when I was little and being like, Mom, Kevin's got his Chucky on me bed again. That was about it, really.
Can we talk about the other day when Robin was walking around with his top off and no pants on, shouting, singing for no reason, chanting, Big man with a belly and a tiddler. Big man with a belly and a tiddler. Big man with a belly and a tiddler. No idea where that came from.
But with an accent as well.
We had like American.
Big man with a belly and a tiddler.
Big man with a belly and a tiddler. Slapping his belly and shaking his tiddler.
His talent. Honestly, there's a talent there. I think there is.
There's the makings of something. We'll have to
cultivate. But he had his tiddler like above his little boxers. Awful, but it was quite good.
Is that that 5-year-old boy stage of just like, I will get me clothes off for no reason.
Oh, he loves it.
I was naked.
He loves it.
Yeah.
It's disgusting.
Big man with a belly and a tiddler.
I'm a big man with a belly and a tiddler. I need to get him singing that. Oh. Right. Hi, Chris and Rosie. Whenever I go to the toilet, no matter where it is, my own, a friend's, public, etc., if there is no one in sight, I will proceed to wash my penis in the sink.
At friends' houses?
Yep.
Pubs?
Yep.
Restaurants?
Yep.
No wonder there's a pandemic. It's my new catchphrase. No
but
wonder
do you not think...
people are washing their knobs in public sinks.
But it must be clean.
What must be?
His knob.
He does it all to the detriment time. Of all the fucking sinks he's washing it in.
Fair enough.
Veruca bath thing at the swimming pool, just dip it in and out of there.
To dry it off, I will then use a bit of toilet tissue most times. The main reason I do this is that sometimes guys get a little bit of what I can only describe as cock dribble. That is true. I've seen it. I've seen it on your underpants. I've seen it on your grey boxers.
Thanks for that. Just use some time. Have your wee, you, Mr. Pervert, who's written in here, Mr. Bloody Serial Cock Washer. I'll get a pint glass by the side of your bed, by the way, and a flannel.
Previous
listeners will understand
memories.
That one. Yeah, what's he doing washing all the ham off his dick? I don't understand why this is happening. Just when you finish having a urination, just dab the end with some toilet roll and move on. What the hell's the matter with you?
Apparently, I have told my friends this, and some of them have tried to make a joke out of it, but I can't see why it is a bad thing.
You're joking.
Personal hygiene and all that.
No, don't wash your dick in people's sinks.
Okay, well, there you go. Because he just said, do you think this is a weird thing to do?
Ah, yes! It's massively, I'm raging. Can you imagine? Right, okay, I'll tell you what then, pervert who's emailed that in. Do us a favour. If you don't think it's weird, right, ask a friend. Next time you're at a friend's
house.
That's
what he's done.
No, but ask, yeah, but literally go, I'm just popping, wash me dick in your sink. Is that all right? I guarantee you they say no. Next time you're in a restaurant, just say, is it okay if I pop to the toilet and wash me dick in the sink? Guarantee they say no. It's not all right. It's weird. Stop doing it.
Yeah, I agree.
Mr. Pervert.
They'd struggle at our house because our downstairs loo, the sink, is like one of them bowls. And I don't think anyone's tall enough to get.
I think you'd have to literally come out and go, have you got a little stool? Because I'm about to wash my dick in your sink.
The Crockett from the kitchen. Can I
wash it? Have you got that pile of Shag Marinoid books that you did in that advert?
Just going to wash my dick.
Horrendous.
Yeah, it's a bit absolutely strange, horrendous, isn't it?
I hate them.
Save it for the bath at the end of the night.
But just how clean do you want your dick? Just wash your hands.
Is it, so I've got a question about dicks.
Great.
Is it a little bit like a vagina? Because you're not meant to use soap on a vagina.
No, I can use soap on you.
So it's not going to cause any sort of irritation or anything like that. It's not like like they're not self-cleaning or anything, if that makes sense.
No. Okay. Not that I know. I mean, then again, I'm circumcised, so I don't know. Mine's.
I know, you don't have a...
Nip and clean, man. Yeah. Nip and clean. Oh, dry cured, air dried, nip and clean.
Yeah, yours is lovely and clean. It is. It really is.
Oh, God, we've got a kid who might listen to this one day.
Nah, who cares, man? Robin, listen, turn this off.
Turn this off, put them condoms back, and put that razor back. I use that to shave your man's mouth. Do not use that on your face.
Don't, because I sometimes wake up in the middle of the night with anxiety, worrying
about the stuff
that we've said on here.
Nah, it's bad.
No, he's going to be too old. It's just jokes.
We're just joking.
It's fine. And then I always I use other people, like other celebrities who've said stuff in the past, and their kids are all right. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
David Hasselhoff.
Yeah.
They had a video of him. Do you remember when he was really drunk?
Yeah,
there was a video of him eating the hamburger.
Yeah.
His kids are all right.
Okay.
So.
Well, there we go then.
We're fine.
We'll use that model to base my life on. David Hasselhoff was drunk eating a burger, so we're okay.
Our backs are well and truly covered. People have had sex tapes and stuff.
Yeah.
We're all right.
Yeah, okay.
We don't need to release our sex tapes for another good 20 years when everything's dried up.
Keep that on ice.
Yeah.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
You've had your fill now on your bike.
What she means is, thank you so much. You know what? I'm going to do it this week. I'm going to do it.
What?
Thank you so much for listening, guys. This is Shag Marinoid, which is now part of the Acast Creator Network.
Why are you stealing me lines for?
Come on, because you know what? You left it there, right? And it's 2020. You got to take what you can get. It's ruthless, right? I Donald Trumped you. Eh?
Oh.
I bastarded you. And I want everyone to respect this for being a bastard and bastarding you.
They will.
I'm pointing at her quite vigorously. Yeah, I'm going to stop. Sorry about that. Guys, thank you so much for listening. Listening. Thank you for listening. If you want to get in touch at shagmarinoid@gmail.com, the merch is live on the website now. There's new stuff getting added all the time. The book is out for a little Christmas present and all of that stuff. Please be well, and we will be back in your ears next week.
See you later. Take care.
Big love. Bye. Bye. Aye. Listened past the jingle, didn't you? Because I mentioned it.
Mm.
You nosy little bastards.
You. What you still doing here?
There's nothing here for you.
Go on, hey, get on with your day.
Go on, piss off.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.